From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says 31 U.S. troops and 7 Afghan soldiers were killed last night when their helicopter crashed in the eastern part of the country. This is the highest number of casualties in a single incident in the 10-year war. Karzai says he sent condolences to President Obama. NATO officials say they're conducting a recovery operation at the site. Taliban fighters are claiming they brought down the helicopter in a rocket attack. China is demanding that the United States live within its means. The commentary carried by the Xinhua News Agency comes after Standard & Poor's downgraded the U.S. credit rating from AAA to AA+. It said as the largest creditor, China has every right to demand that the U.S. address its structural debt problems and ensure the safety of China's dollar assets. China currently holds $1.2 trillion of U.S. Treasury debt. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Standard & Poor's has been considering a downgrade for some time.
There had been warnings going as far back as 6 months from Standard & Poor's that it was concerned about U.S. credit and the credit rating that it gave to U.S. debt. There were warnings of a downgrade in July. I think government officials believed that when they pulled out the debt ceiling deal at the 11th hour, it would be enough to persuade the credit rating agencies not to downgrade America's AAA rating. It was not enough for one of the three major agencies, S&P's, which Friday night announced to the world that it was downgrading U.S. credit. The Obama administration pushed back hard against that decision all Friday afternoon, but at the end of the day, the decision came out, and it's not clear what the U.S. can do to get back to that AAA rating that it has had up until now.
NPR's Ari Shapiro reporting. The University of Alabama is holding graduation ceremonies this weekend for students who would have received their degrees last May. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports a powerful tornado that hit the state in April canceled classes, postponed graduation, and took the lives of 6 students.
More than 200 people across the state were killed in the April 27th twister. 6 were University of Alabama students. Now, 100 days after the storm, the school held a candlelight vigil to pay tribute. Student Government President Grant Cochran said each life left a mark on the community.
Buildings were destroyed, belongings disappeared, and in a rush of wind, people we love were taken from us far too soon.
Thousands of students are graduating belatedly, and the 6 who died will receive their degrees posthumously. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Tuscaloosa.
Testimony resumes in San Angelo, Texas this morning in the sentencing phase of the Warren Jeffs trial. The Palouse leader was convicted of sexually assaulting 2 young girls. He could be sentenced to as long as 119 years in prison. This is NPR News. President Obama is urging Congress to focus on jobs when lawmakers return to work next month after the summer break. In his weekly address, the president said their job is to do whatever they can to help people find work and to help create a climate where businesses can hire. Specifically, the president called for legislation to extend payroll tax cuts, approve free trade agreements, and reform patent laws, all measures he's called for in the past. New York Congressman Michael Grimm delivered the Republican address. He said Congress needs to approve a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced federal budget, saying that was the best way to control long-term spending. The 36th annual Junior PGA Championships concluded in Northeast Indiana yesterday. From member station WBOI in Fort Wayne, Sean Beter reports.
Cody Prevost won the boys' tournament with a birdie on 18 to break a tie with Lawrence Chan. While on the girls' side, top-ranked junior Aria Jitanagarn scored 15 under par for the week, beating the second-place finisher by 11 strokes. Prevost says he wants to go pro after college, and events like this are great for building confidence.
You know, you got all these fans out here, and you got everything just set up just like a PGA Tour event. And it's a great feeling to win a tournament that's just like a PGA event, which is amazing.
Many champion players passed through the junior PGA as teenagers, including David Toms, Christy Kerr, and yes, even Tiger Woods. For NPR News, I'm Sean Beter in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
In Canton, Ohio tonight, 4 players will be inducted into the Football Hall of Fame: Deion Sanders, Marshall Faulk, Richard Dent, and Shannon Sharp. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.